Hi, this podcast is a virtual road trip that visits another state and gives you the 411 about its weather. I will cover each location's seasons, hours of sunlight, precipitation, severe or extreme events, and then to make it fun, I'm going to subjectively rate each location using my own personal pleasantness index, patent pending. Let's go! On today's road trip, we're going to the state of Montana. That's right. We're going to talk about the seasons, first of all, as always. So in the wintertime, the average annual snowfall is 38 inches in Helena, which is on one side of the state. That's the western coast, so to speak, although there is no coastline in Montana. And on the east side, we're going to be focusing on Billings. It's 54 inches average snowfall in Billings, Montana. Please note that the winter season for Montanans lasts from late September to the end of April, which could kind of be renamed winter since the average wind speed is 10 miles per hour almost that entire period of time, with even higher wind speeds at times. So, located on the front porch of Canada, so to speak, cold blasts are common in the winter. They don't really experience snowfall as one-and-done events like we do on the East Coast. It's more spread out over many months. Daily snowfall is common during the winter and stays fairly constant throughout. They can also experience wintry mix, but it's not as common as it is back here in Maryland. The lowest temperatures of the year range between 20s at night and 30s during the day in January, although with that wind, it can feel much colder. Lowest temperature on record for Billings is negative 37 degrees Fahrenheit, February 1936, and Montana holds, as a state, the coldest temperature ever recorded in the continuous United States, with negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit at Rogers Pass, Montana, January 1954, in the western central portion of the state near its capital. Now into the summer. Thunderstorms in the summer can be severe at times with that extra spin up off of the Rocky Mountains, which is in the western portion of the state. There is a 0% mugginess factor in Montana, probably one of the nicest things about the summer out there. Overnight temperatures in the summer are around the 60s, highs in the 90s, a big spread where you might find yourself needing a jacket in the morning and frying by midday. The hottest day on record is 108 degrees Fahrenheit in July 2002. Now into our transition season, spring and fall. Because of its position along and east of the Rockies, not much moisture, which means it feels, I mean, you literally feel the dryness. Lip balm and lotion is a must out there. But spring also is the peak rainfall month, where you may receive up to 2 inches. That's right, 2 inches of rain on average. And the second highest month of precip is October, with 1 inch on average. They also experience changing leaf colors, just like us, in the fall, where you'll be able to spot maybe some unique creatures to Montana, such as wolves and grizzly bears, that's right, moose, and even mountain lions. The professor's sister has also seen bobcats on a regular or semi-regular basis. They look like giant domestic house cats. And hiking can be enjoyed in Montana with some beautiful, I mean gorgeous, scenery in Big Sky Country. But don't forget your bear spray, okay? Something not in Montana? Beaches! They are our first landlocked state on our road trip tour. However, many other outdoor activities can be enjoyed in the great state of Montana. My favorite whilst visiting Montana was Yellowstone National Park, although Glacier National Park is still on my list, and ATVing at sunset one Thanksgiving is one of my fondest memories with my sister. Dressing in layers is important, however, because the temperature ranges can be extreme. The largest recorded temperature change in 24 hours was in Loma, Montana in January 1972, where the temperature rose from negative 54 Fahrenheit to 49 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a swing of 103 degrees in one day. Crazy. So, because of the crazy winters and the nasty cold and the wind, I'm deducting Montana down to a 6.5 out of 10. All right, now our hours of sunlight. So the capital of Montana is Helena, which is located at 46.5 north and 112 west, meaning in the winter, the average hours of daylight, accounting for some clouds, is around 3, which is really depressing, and in the summer, up to 12. So they have much more sunlight than Maryland. Now, can you get sunburned? The answer is still yes. So our score averages to like an ish 8, and then I'm going to subtract negative 5.5 for the possible sunburn, so that's a 7.5 out of 10 for Big Sky Country. Now, as I said before, precipitation category now, Montana is a relatively dry state, but has a peak in the chance of precipitation in June, and then a minimal chance the rest of the year. I'm giving it a 2 out of 10 because those chapped lips and dry skin can get really annoying. Finally, the severe and extreme weather events category. Now, this is not going to cover everything, but I have some examples from last year. Montana is not on a coastline, so there are no tropical systems for them, and generally the Rocky Mountains are going to protect them, but they can still get tornadoes and the like, which I said before, and some good snowstorms sometimes. So some extreme events from last year. First off, in February, going into March, 5 weeks straight in Billings, this is all for Billings, Montana, bitterly cold. They received 31 inches during that period of time of snow on top of what was already present, which led to 55 inches for the entire season, and they experienced ice jams, which then later melted and caused major flooding. And in this time period, these were single-digit temperatures, single digits, okay, for 5 weeks straight, making it 30 degrees below normal, okay, and the coldest time period on record for Billings. All right, next up we have in May 26th, there was a stationary thunderstorm that parked itself right over Billings, rendering the radar unit at the airport inoperable and inundating Billings with 7 inches of rain over 3 hours. Some nearby creeks and rivers were filled to the brim over the next few days as the storm's water load tried to disperse. Down into August now, August 11th, they experienced some hailstorms. That's right, hail. That's H-A-I-L, hailstorms that pummeled Billings with golf ball size to baseball size hail and wind gusts of over 70 miles per hour. Then 11 days later, on the 22nd, the airport had more damaged planes from hail and downed power lines and reports of crop damage. So there was another additional hailstorm, and it's really strange to have two of these back to back in the same month. Then we have at the end of October some early season record-breaking temperatures. On the 29th, the low was 0 degrees Fahrenheit, and the high was not much better at 16 degrees Fahrenheit. Both were records, making it the second coldest October on record for Billings. And then finally in December, from December 13th at 3 p.m. to 11 a.m. on December 14th, Billings was blanketed by some really dense fog that lasted 20 consecutive hours. This unfortunately contributed to a 4-car crash that piled up on I-90, which is the longest period of dense fog that local meteorologists can remember. So because of that hail, because hail that size can kill you, I'm giving it a score of 4.5 out of 10, and the total score for Montana is then a 20.5 out of 40. I'm going to round because of that beautiful blue sky to a 53% pleasant rating for the great state of Montana. You can follow me on Twitter at meteorologyirl, or you can email me at meteorologyirl@gmail.com. See you next time.